So if you're new to podcasting, if you're about to launch a show, then hearing like this Jeep analogy will help you make sure that you get to the next level in the best way.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. We are here to serve you. We are here to make sure that you learn and grow and get the value that you need to be able to take your show to the next level. Our listeners are more likely to be ranked in the top 10% or top 1% than any other podcaster. Just for listening to this podcast, you're much more likely to be able to rank your podcast in the top 10% or top 1% in the entire world. And that's what we love to do. We want to give you the value that you need in order to do that. And today's episode is more if you're a newer podcaster, especially if you're about to launch that podcast. If you're about to launch a podcast, there's going to be some interesting things for you that I think can kind of help. And I don't know who of you that listen to this podcast enjoy off-roading, jeeping, but I was in a position where I have a Honda Pilot and I love that car. It's pretty much brand new. It's last year's model and it's a great car. It'll last for hundreds of thousands of miles, but I have been thinking about like wanting to get a Jeep. I've been thinking about this since about a year ago. My dad bought a Rubicon, like one of the most off-roady, rock crawly, like capable versions of the Jeep. And he took me out to go jeeping. And I had never done it before. Like I do mountain biking. I do sand dunes with like four-wheelers, quads, stuff like that. And a little bit of like, not that I'm good or anything, but I enjoy some snowmobiling and even like dirt bikes. I enjoy that stuff. But this was the first time I'd ever did it in like something that can also go on the road. And it really made me want one. But then when I started looking at the prices, I was sticker shocked, to be honest. Like the Jeep that I wanted that was brand new, it was like 60 something thousand. And based on the type of top that I wanted and some of the customization, like this thing was going to be like $65,000. And I'm thinking like for a car, by the way, I'm an investor. For those of you, some of you know, some of you might not know, I prefer to take my money and put it into like properties, cryptocurrency even. I like to invest. I like to get a return on my money. I want to leave a legacy for my family. So like investing for my life and my future, my family is all important to me. And I'm thinking I could do so much with 65 grand. So I start joining some forums for Jeep owners, right? And as I'm joining some of these forums, I'm learning that there's a lot of people that think that it is better to buy an old used Jeep that kind of already has most of the modifications on it. They say one of the benefits is that when you do that, you don't usually have to pay a premium for those things. Like a lift is going to cost you $5,000 to $10,000. But if you buy a used Jeep that has a lift, you basically pay nothing for that lift. And so these forums were telling me like, buy a used Jeep, buy a used Jeep. And so I'm looking at all these used Jeeps and they all have like problems, but I wanted one. And I ended up thinking to myself, oh, wow, that CJ5, if you don't know what it is, you can look it up. CJ5, it's civilian Jeep number 5. It's the first mass produced civilian Jeep, CJ. So it's like the first mass produced Jeep that wasn't for the military. So there was a CJ1 and a CJ3, but they weren't really like mass produced. They weren't that great. And it was like CJ5 time that they started really going out. And there was one that was built the same year that I was born. And so I bought an 81 Jeep CJ5. And I thought it was so awesome that I bought this thing for like $6,000. I was like, dude, that's perfect. bought this thing for like $6,300. And there was like TJ, which was 2004, maybe 2006. And so much newer, 25 years newer, but it was like 10 grand. And I was like, no, I'll just go for the CJ5. Like, it's got some cool history. One of the first mass-produced Jeeps ever. So at any rate, here I am. I buy this Jeep. I think that I'm getting a good deal because it's like 6,300 instead of 10 grand. And I don't know what my thought process was, but I was going with some of what those other people were saying and on these like forums. And then I find out that the tires that are on there need to be replaced. The fifth wheel was not a matching tire size. And so I have not even done a lot of cool stuff to this Jeep, but I've already spent another $6,000. So I'm at like 12 grand. So here I am like wondering, how did I make these mistakes? What really happened here? And a lot of it, I believe, can relate to our podcast. The moral of the story is that if you're about to start a podcast, A, I want you to get solid advice, personalized advice. If I took the time and attention to like have someone in my corner steering me away from the CJ5, now I'm not regretting my decision. I'm understanding that it's more costly than buying a new one. I don't regret the decision. But it's going to cost an arm and a leg for an older vehicle. There's things that can fall apart. The oil leaks, you know, everybody has some type of bias toward what they're doing. But specifically, there's a lot of podcasters that are not in the top 10% of podcasters. And some of you have gone to them for advice. Some of you have like asked them, hey, how do I have a good podcast? But your friend doesn't have a good podcast. Like, their podcast adds value, yes. There's good music, sure. The transitions are edited fine, okay. The recording quality is on point, great. But the podcast doesn't have listeners, right? So they're not monetizing at all, and they're not leaving a legacy at all because no one's really listening. Even though some of those other things could be on point, they could help you make sure they have a good mic. They can make sure that you use a place that produces this stuff. But if you're not asking the person who's been there and done that, you're probably going to lose out on some money, some time, some effort. Speaking of which, I wanted to take my Jeep out to Utah tomorrow. I'm leaving tomorrow. And my plan was I wanted to take this Jeep with me. But when they ordered the new shocks, I got four new shocks because the old ones were shot. They were like messed up. And so these new shocks that I ordered had to get reordered because the ones that came in were for a stock CJ. And my CJ has like a somewhere around a 5-inch lift. Point is, these shocks didn't fit. So they had to order new ones. And so I go to pick up my Jeep yesterday and they're like, oh, dude, we had to reorder the shocks because we didn't know that you had a lift. I thought it was going to be ready. I became disappointed. And like for your podcast, you're stoked. You're about to start and launch a podcast. You're excited. You're looking forward to it. So when it comes down to it, I had to wait longer. And now I'm just getting frustrated. I basically went ready, fire, aim with my Jeep. Basically decided to handle all this stuff on my own. I bought it kind of spur of the moment. And I don't think I'm necessarily regretting my decision, but I am noticing that it is harder. It is going to be harder for you, for your friend. If you don't have a top 10% podcast, you're probably not getting noticed. If you're trying to teach your friend how to have a podcast, and you're teaching them only the things that you know, if your podcast isn't crushing it, then there is no reason for you to be teaching somebody else how to podcast. I'm part of the podcast movement community. There's a Facebook community. Feel free to find it. Let them know that I sent you. But there's a ton of bad advice happening there. There is so many people there that are saying, do not expect to monetize your podcast until you've hit this level. Do not expect to have any listeners until this one thing. Yes, they have podcasts, but I fully know that their podcasts do not have a strong listener base. So they're coming from more of a bias, one-sided mind where they believe that A, you're not allowed to monetize right off the bat, which is a fallacy. B, that you're not allowed to reach out to sponsors until you hit a certain amount of like 30,000 downloads per episode or whatever. They're like, don't even try until you have 30,000 downloads per episode. I'm like, dude, I actually have a lot of clients that are in the 12 to maybe 20-ish thousand downloads per month. And these guys and gals are literally monetizing $5,000 or $10,000 a month. They pay us like $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month, and they're pulling in 10. After we grow their show, that's $7,000 a month. That's a lot of money for most of us. And it's so easy for that client. They press record. We handle every single thing else. We're the easy button for them. I'm getting passionate, so I'll reel it in. The point being that if all we're doing is going on forums to get advice, there is a high probability that we are literally getting bad advice. When you go on some of these forums, there is a lot of closed-minded people, lots of closed-minded people that only know what is inside of their world, right? Like, this podcast is the biggest podcast in the podcasting space, like, by far. I've looked at all of the other podcasts about podcasting, and this podcast just gets a lot more traction. There's certain things that you do and that you need to do that actually get you that traction. And it's not stuff that you hear from forums. I'm tired of seeing people with no traction on their podcast. Maybe the sound quality is good. Maybe the music is good. Maybe the artwork is on point, but they don't have a strong listener base, but they're trying to teach you or their friends how to start a podcast. And they can only go as far as having good sound quality, having good music, and having good artwork, but they don't know how to get in front of listener base. And so, like, they're feeding people lies. You can't monetize. You shouldn't even think about monetization. Don't look at your numbers for the first 2 years. These are the things that I see all the time. Like, when we take on a client, we look at their numbers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We take screenshots every podcast. We take screenshots 3 days a week. And because of taking screenshots 3 days a week and always knowing the numbers, knowing what it is that is working, what doesn't work, tracking KPIs, key performance indicators, tracking like those KPIs for our client, we can ensure and guarantee that they get ranked. I think you should join Podcast Movement community. However, just be cautious. Be cautious what you hear, what people tell you, who you're taking advice from. If you're the only one who listens to your show, you've got a journal. You don't have a podcast. You need listener base if you want to leave a legacy. You need listener base if you want to make money with your podcast. And those things can happen practically overnight, contrary to what you'll hear in forums. I know that was a lot, but I was speaking from my heart, and I really hope that it was helpful. I know that there's a lot of crappy advice out there from just the wrong people. So I want to do something where it is a quick 10-minute phone call, a quick 10-minute phone call. By the way, absolutely not a sales call, just to be super clear. A discovery call with my team is a sales call. It's 30 minutes, and it's meant to see if we can work together. Am I a good fit for your podcast, for your brand, for your movement? Am I a good fit to support that? That's a discovery call. It's not what we're talking about right now. What we're talking about right now is just a free 10-minute call where I'm just going to pour into you. You ask any freaking thing that you want. To do that, you can go to call with adam.com. And we will also leave that link in the show notes. So just scroll down to the resource section. You'll see that link, callwithadam.com. Pretty easy to remember. It is a 10-minute call. It is free. And it's sincerely only to help you navigate shitty advice for strong advice. I want to help you. So go ahead and schedule that. I don't think I've ever shared that link on the podcast. We're over 100 episodes in. I think this is like 124, episode number 124. So yeah, callwithadam.com so that I can support you for free. It's only 10 minutes. I get it, but I will give you my freaking heart. With that said, let's jump in to the next episode. So don't go anywhere. Just stick with us and listen to this episode that we have with one of our guests that has a very similar situation as you. We're just going to talk about pros and cons, what they learned, what they're still struggling with, and you're going to get some true value out of that interview. I'll see you there.
This episode's brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.